Hi everyone, and welcome to another Liverpool Echo Everton podcast. Here with Phil Kirkbride, the Everton reporter, and with me, Greg O'Keefe, editor. We're doing a special pre-Singapore chat today. Obviously, the Blues fly out on Sunday ahead of the week in the Far East, where they'll play Stoke and then Arsenal or Singapore on the Saturday in the second game. And Greg, we were just sort of discussing there. It's difficult with pre-season so early on. We're only, you know, the lads are still at Finch Farm in the first week, but what would you hope that the Blues would get out of that sort of 6-7 days in Singapore?
Well, more than anything else, the polar opposite of what they got out of last pre-season. You know, they did play a foreign Far East fixture, didn't they? They went to Bangkok to play Leicester and looked undercooked. But then, you know, it was more, I think, compounded by the fixtures and the organisation of things back in the UK. So what we're hoping for, I suppose, from Singapore is that that they get to play two games against Premier League sides. Now, obviously, there will be definitely a game against Stoke. It would be nice if they got to play Arsenal after that, you know, and got that extra sharpness from playing against players who are technically as good, you know, at the same stage in terms of fitness. But, you know, they do get those sort of those games in the camp, and they're able to return a couple more challenging fixtures. Obviously, Villarreal at Goodison will be the standout one, you'd imagine. But yeah. And they can hit the ground running at Watford.
Yeah, I mean, you went with them to the Far East last summer, as you mentioned. It was a bit later in the pre-season than this has come. And just in terms of the sort of conditions, because that's a big thing going over to these countries at this time of year, in terms of humidity, heat, what can the players expect in, you know, in terms of your experience in Thailand?
Well, I mean, it was extremely sort of, you know, challenging physically game for them. You could tell that. And from what we understand, because Phil, obviously you're flying out to well on Sunday, aren't you? Mm. We've been looking at the temperatures over there, and the humidity is a key factor in Singapore. So that's going to you know, pose a real, you know, sort of fitness challenge for them, and that'll be important, I suppose, in, you know, helping players kind of get acclimatized and get their fitness levels right up. But more than anything else, when we look at the schedule for the Barclays Asia Trophy, I'm just pleased how structured it is, and it adds that organization to, you know, without wanting to over, you know, go over it too much. It's something that wasn't there last summer.
Yes.
You know, if you think back, the game against Leicester was quite last minute, really. Mm. There was a huge question mark over where they're going to go on a tour, what was going to happen. You know, nothing was planned. They couldn't find an opposition. A couple of, you know, things were mooted, didn't come off. And then all of a sudden it was, let's go and play this game against Leicester. And then they came back, and I think even Paderborn was a fairly last minute thing. So it's just nice to see that they've learned from that, and there's more, you know, more sort of mapped out so they can avoid what happened. But yeah, I think that, you know, most of these players, don't forget, have played on Far East tours before or played on pre-season tours, so it won't be a huge shock to the system. It's not going to be anything negative. You know, if anything, it will probably help them get up to speed.
As you say, I mean, I know I spoke to the manager a few times about last pre-season, and although he maintains that there was some good opposition in there, Celta Vigo and Porto, for Leon Osman's testimonial, I think he has kind of since admitted that they didn't start the season as fit as they could have been. And obviously, you know, we all know about the start to last season. I mean, it's obviously, that can't be an issue this time, because the fixtures that Everton start with, I mean, they're all important and all vital, but it's such a tough schedule in that opening 10 games. They've got to hit the ground running. And I guess this is, as he has mentioned and hopes, this is an important first kind of step towards that.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, obviously most pre-season games, no matter what club you're at, the tempo is usually quite slow, especially at the start of the pre-season, you know, and given the way Everton like to play, we're not going to expect to see full throttle games. There'll be lots of changes, lots of substitutions, a lot of Martinez trying to try different things, see how different players react in different roles. But equally, you know, that the start of that season will come flying up, and as you rightly say, it's a really demanding start for the Blues. And what they can't do is they can't have a repeat of what happened at Leicester, especially at Goodison Park against Arsenal, when they got themselves in a brilliant position by rattling in two goals, playing some lovely stuff, and ran out of legs.
Yeah,
you know, it was shocking what happened. Mm. It really was. Yeah. That can't be a repeat. And Martinez would say, well, look, there's a lot of factors that are different. There's not a World Cup.
Yeah, big factor.
He's had his players, his key men, available from day one of pre-season. He hasn't had that problem. He hasn't had to give extra people extra holiday. So I don't think it will be as much of an issue. But, you know, you're right. There's a good reason that it can't be as much of an issue, because they've got a really challenging start.
As we mentioned before as well, three signs made, but two senior ones, Tom Cleverley and Gerard De La Feuille, who have come in. Do you expect them? And look, we can, you know, people, different people read into different things about pre-season, because it is essentially practice and trying and testing and what have you. But do you expect that against Stoke on Wednesday, Cleverley and De La Feuille will start? Will he want to, you know, try and, what, you know, get in his mind early on how he thinks he's going to play these lads within the squad?
Yeah, I would imagine that we'll see one of them start. I don't know about them both starting. I suppose, you know, look, I think Tom Cleverley's come in to be probably almost never present. I think he'll start a lot of games this season. Yeah. I can imagine playing 35 plus games for Everton starting.
Yeah.
De La Feuille, you know, again, he's going to be you'd imagine he'd want him to start games.
Mm.
But he's got other options on the wings. And he's a young lad. And, you know, he didn't play that many games last season. So he's going to have to manage his introduction to the team or his use a bit differently than he will Tom Cleverley, who's just played, you know, he's a bit older. He's used to playing big seasons, you know, played a lot of games for Villa, got to Wembley and so on and so forth. But I think we'll see them both play a big part of pre-season.
Yeah.
Will they both start against Stoke? If I was a betting man, I'd bet against them both starting.
Mm.
But you just never know.
Yeah.
As I say, there's going to be so many substitutions.
Yeah.
We're going to get a chance to see them both in pre-season. Mm. And it'll be interesting to see where Cleverley plays.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, where do you think he's going to play?
Well, from what I'm told and sort of fairly well informed, is that he's coming to play as part of the three, so to speak, in behind Lukaku. In Martin is his favoured 4-2-3-1. But given that he... The feeling is he'd be adept in the 4-3-3 as well. So it will be interesting. As I said, you know, there's only so much you can read, and we'll get a clearer idea once we've gone through Swindon, Singapore, and, you know, Villarreal will effectively be, you know, the dress rehearsal, won't it, for Watford. So we'll have a much clearer picture of what he intends to start with on the opening day of the season. But as I said, as you said, and I agree with you, I genuinely think the feeling is and the intention is to make Cleverley a starter.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned 4-3-3 there. It's something that is going to be asked. We're going to see soon enough. Martin Keown today, speaking about former Everton defender, speaking about what he thinks will be important for the Blues, and he says he wants to see Ross Barkley and Kevin Morales in the team more often. He thinks that's the key to getting the best from Everton next season.
Right.
Well, they're two players who, depending on where you look at it, they, you know, there are question marks over how they might fit in to the team.
Yeah.
You know, Morales' future at Goodison was in doubt towards the end of the season. Okay, it seems to have stabilised over the summer. We've heard very little from him or his camp about wanting to move on. Barkley, obviously no one wants him to move on. He doesn't want to move on, but all of a sudden, there's another body in midfield. Mm. You know, there's another wide man.
Hopefully another as well.
Yeah, hopefully another, because as you've written several times, and as you understand, Martinez wants to sign a bespoke number 10.
Yeah.
You can come in and play in that role. Let's start with Ross. You know, he'll be one. He tells people he's a 10. He's touted as being a 10. He'll be wanting to prove that, won't he?
Yeah. Well, it's a big summer for him, isn't it? You know, it was a tough season, and you know, a lot of understanding and empathy with him with what went on last term. But yeah, it's a big pre-season for him, because I guess he might, you know, as you say, as you rightly say, new faces coming in, and he's immediately under a degree of pressure and scrutiny. So I guess, you know, what we'd like to see is him really have the bit between his teeth and be thinking, I've got to impress all over again, which is only a good thing for him and Everton, of course. So.
And then you've also got that sort of irony, is that you don't want him trying too hard, because when he's trying too hard, I don't think you get the best out of Ross Barkley.
No, true.
Let's speak about Kevin Morales quickly before we finish. You know, De La Feuille's coming in. Mm. He's a right-sided midfielder.
Mm.
Martinez loves him.
I mean, obviously Kevin can play left, can't he? He has got that versatility, but... You know, it's more competition for Kevin's place, you know, and he didn't finish the season as a starter. You know, he had the injuries and stuff. But
obviously, Lennon was there.
And, you know, remains to be seen whether we see Lennon at the club again. But certainly, that's... Again, it's a big summer for him, I feel, because I feel that it's a big season, you know. End of his contract with the club and extended by another year. But, you know, is he going to fulfil the potential? So, you know... Big summers for a lot of players and Everton in a whole. So, thanks for listening, and keep up to date with everything while we're out in Singapore next week.